happy with that.
I've just said there to the television, I'm the pleasing thing for me was, and it's going to sound stupid here, but the 15 minutes leading up to half time, when Falkirk had, you know, got into the game, we actually found a way not conceding a goal. And so that's the pleasing thing as a manager, that if you don't concede a goal, you've always got a chance of winning it. And that 15 minutes was the important one for me, that we addressed a couple of wee things at half time. Asked Declan to sit playing off the boy Miller, and allowed Stephen Whittaker and Fraser Murray then to go man for man with our two midfield players in the middle there. And I thought Declan's link up, his awareness, he now managing to allow us to play in the front foot was exceptional.
Going two profit strikers up front, but it's your captain at the back against both the goals.
Aye. And to be fair, one of the attractions to bringing Dom Thomas to the club is not just that I thought he was, when he faced up Scott Mercer and then won the corner for the second goal as well, we've been aggressive in his forward play as his delivery. I thought we looked a threat all night from set plays and created a number of chances that we possibly could have scored more.
Quite a coup to get Dom at the club because he's a player with unbelievable ability and you can probably play at a higher level than this in the Scottish Premiership.
But the thing with Dom is, the really pleasing thing was Dom was attracted to play for Dunfermline in the Championship. That was a great thing for me as a manager. It wasn't having to convince Dom to come here, and he had a great loan spell with us last year, and it shows at 24 years of age that he felt it was the right club for him, it was the right fit. And as I say to when I sign him, it's not just what you see with Dom Thomas on the park, he's actually a great character about the place. He's got a good manner with him, with the boys, he knows when to have a laugh and he knows when to take things serious. No, I'm going to enjoy it, and I think I was speaking to you, Murray, earlier in the week. I probably didn't enjoy the Dumbarton result the way I should, and didn't allow the players to enjoy it, because we were in the next day, you're then already talking about the Falkirk game, and you forget when you're in the coaching side that they've actually won a game of football, and it was their first game for March. So tonight, I'm going to enjoy it, I'm going to let them enjoy it, they'll be off tomorrow. And I know what it means to the fans. You know, this is a mass. I was lucky enough to play for the club, and we had good days against Falkirk and we had bad days. And, you know, it's a great way for the players to connect with the fans. They'll have seen it on telly tonight. And it's not getting carried away with ourselves, but enjoy it, you know, because sometimes it takes a while to play in games like this, and, you know, you end up losing games. So, no, very pleasing. No, I said that after the Dumbarton game. Tuesday has always been the game's on, as far as we're concerned. It's something that we can't control, whatever team Alec manages to put out. But we'll fully focus on the job in hand. Brilliant that we've managed two clean sheets and two victories, but it's not getting ahead of ourselves. I said after Tuesday's game as well that Kilmarnock have been back for months now. You know, so it's not an ideal situation that they find themselves in, but they will have to win the game against us, you know, to give themselves an opportunity. So it's going to be a big ask for us. And again, we'll just see with the medical staff where we're at in terms of injuries.
It's a bit unfair, Stevie, maybe what I'm going to say here, but do you think the situation with Kilmarnock, whereby Falkirk obviously got, you know, the 3-0 win, do you not think that they should forfeit the competition altogether? You know, because if every other team goes and beats Kilmarnock 1-0, then they could go out in goal difference because Falkirk got a 3-0 win.
I just think with what we're facing, that they found themselves in a hard situation at Kilmarnock. And I don't really want to speak for Kilmarnock, because I only think that my responsibility is to look after Dunfermline. I do sympathise with them, though, because I think we'll face it at some point. I genuinely do. You know, I don't want to be standing here talking about Kilmarnock finding themselves in that. I think with the virus, that it's, you know, it's spiking again. And my passion for Scottish football, I want Scottish football to survive. And I don't want to see, you know, Kilmarnock or whoever it is next that has to face this. I think we've got to stick together and, you know, be respectful that they're facing something that they probably didn't want to as a club themselves. And as I say, we've got to just very much focus on our own stuff.
As well as you and Murray's goals tonight, Stevie, a new partnership for him at the back with Paul Watson, and that's two clean sheets, that must be equally as pleasing for you.
That is, and I think somebody mentioned earlier about that was seven new players involved tonight, or So I'm thankful that the board and chairman backed us again to bring in what we've brought in over the summer. But for as much as it's early days, I think you can see Paul Watson and Ewan Murray are, you know, I hate the word comfortable when you talk about defenders, but you know there's a connection there with them, and there's potential there for a good partnership. Lewis Mayo away with the under-21s today, they won 2-0, you know, so he'll be chatting on the door to get in, and Lewis Martin, who will get, you know, try and get a good week's training under him now, and see where he's at. So I say that there's competition for places now.
Perfect, thank you.
Cheers, thanks. Thank you.